It's SWOPES. My crew, my boo, my weed's the best. So ahead of my time, you can't see me yet. But the last thing you'll ever see is me be stressed.
Hi everybody, it is me, Elise Swopes. Welcome to my podcast, Podcast 12. I'm so excited because we are going to be going over a bunch of things, and it's been quite a little bit of time since we've chatted last, maybe about a month or so. Happy 4th of July. I don't even know really what that means. I mean, is our country really going through a moment where we can be proud of the accomplishments we've made? Maybe so in certain realms, but right now I'm not too proud to be American. So, hey, I don't know if you've seen my TED Talk dropped. I've done some other things. I don't really remember them right now. But all I know is what we're about to talk about. today we're going to get into a few things. We're going to talk about ego, soul, and we're also going to talk about how to take a compliment in a nice way. I have always had a little bit of difficulty taking compliments, and I mean, maybe you can agree, but it's definitely been quite a process for me on how to accept them without looking like, I don't know, some type of way. So first and foremost, let's chat about the concept of ego versus soul. Now, if you're wondering what is ego, what is soul, now your ego is mostly the things that you do for external factors. These are the things that are like self-willed. They're kind of aimless. There's really no point to them. And it's kind of really established within the image of like the image that you have of yourself or what people think of you. So this is kind of like a title or a role or something that you are in the world to certain people or to yourself or what you want to present as your person. And some of these titles could be like daughter, brother, sister, friend, you know, graphic designer. You can literally mean be anything, but as long as you're attaching to something, this is your ego self. This is something you are living with. But so the thing about the ego is that it's not so much about something that you need to ignore. You can live with your ego. It's just that you don't need to necessarily believe it or listen to it. You can live with it. It can be, it's kind of like your mind, like it's your brain kind of telling you things every now and then, and you're like, is that real? Like, should I be listening to that? Because probably not. Not all the time is your mind or your brain telling you the right thing. And the ego is the same exact way. The ego is going to be this piece of you that really you don't need to take seriously all the time. And it's really not the real you. Now, this might seem a little confusing, but once we get more into the concept of how to be more soul-driven, then you kind of understand really what I mean by being more soul-driven or ego-driven. So now that you get the concept of what ego is and what soul is, so through an ego experience, you're probably going to have more like negative looped thoughts. You're going to have more emotional responses or reactions. You're going to have a lot more anxiety or fear, a lot more criticism of yourself and others or certain situations and things that you don't like. And you're really going to be relying your emotions on external factors, on things that you experience day to day and on material items or things that are really going to affect you, are going to be the things that are based on other people's opinions or other people's what they do, you know, so you don't really want to be relying on what other people are deciding. And also through the ego experience, you're probably going to be a lot more sensitive. And the thing about sensitivity is that sometimes we have to be honest about our sensitivities in the way that maybe we're choosing to be offended, to be sensitive, to be a certain way about something. So just always be mindful of the way that you are reacting and responding in those ego experiences. And for soul experiences, you're going to have more of these things where you're going to get these gut feelings, those intuitional responses. And it's going to be more about like self-love. It's going to be more about your goals, and you're going to be more forgiving. It's really just about having a bigger purpose, having more morals, having bigger responsibilities, and being more hopeful in yourself, most importantly, and finding just a freedom in losing yourself in loving things, in loving people, in being connected to nature, in, you know, learning new things. So these are the things that are really going to be about the soul specifically. Now, there's a really wonderful saying that goes, the ego takes and the soul creates. And I believe that to be very true. Now, you see, there's a few steps you can take to be more soul-driven than ego, and I'm going to give those steps to you now. The first step is the difference between being soul. Now, the way I'm going to present this is, so there's going to be a versus. So this is soul versus ego, right? So gratitude versus entitlement. Now, which one would you think is going to be the more soul-driven and the more ego-driven? Well, obviously, the more soul-driven is going to be the gratitude, right? So we want to be more focused on gratitude than entitlement. And the way that you would practice being better with gratitude is a few things. Now, you can have a journal where you have you're writing down three things in the morning that you're looking forward to in the day, some positive things. And then at night, you're going to be writing down three positive things that happened in the day. And you're going to continue this for quite a while. And this is going to help you build gratitude for everyday activities and things that you look forward to and the things that happen to you. And this is also going to be setting intentions. This is going to be manifesting things for yourself. It's really a great way to practice gratitude. And also, another step is saying thank you more. Also thanking yourself for just doing wonderful things for yourself. You know, you are you. I know that sounds weird, you are you, but you are also another being in yourself. And you should also show yourself respect and don't just skip over yourself and think that everyone else does everything for you. You are not a helpless being. You are the whole entirety of why you are still alive and doing so well. And another way to be more grateful is to be less picky. Don't be so picky. Don't be so specific. You know, just don't be so judgy. And also be grateful for the challenges that happen in your life. Take challenges to be the things that make life interesting, that make life fun, and you know, that make life cool to live, because without challenges, what is life? It's boring. I mean, it's what is there to do? What is there to get better at? So just if you don't think that way and you think you're like, what are you saying? Like, what is a challenge? I don't want any challenges, right? I mean, I'd say practice thinking better. I mean, it can happen. It can be done. So practice being grateful for your challenges. And this could be, you know, writing those challenges within that journal every morning and every night. And within gratitude as well, you're going to want to practice being more mindful in the moment of, in your everyday presence, just being, you know, aware of why you think the way you do and why you say the things you say. And that's really just that's the really basic of being mindful, really. So now the second part of 12, soul versus ego, is take responsibility versus blame. Now, the easiest way to take more responsibility is to not use any kind of excuses. Like, what is an excuse? No, excuses don't exist. No excuses. No excuses count, right? Stop complaining. Not everything is needing to be perfect. Just, You know, stop being such a victim, really, in the way that you exist. And don't take things so personal. Nothing really is about you at the end of the day. A lot of the things that people do is really about them and what they need and what they want. And so just keep that in mind if you're trying to be, you know, a little bit more responsible with yourself and your time. And then also think about, you know, I think the thing about responsibility is it's not about doing everything. It's about knowing what you can't do and asking for help within that. That's also responsible, like, activity. Honestly, like, you can't do everything. And to think that you should be doing everything and that you can is really quite silly, to be honest. So, and also don't wait. Don't procrastinate on certain things. Always do things in the moment of when you need to. Write them down if you don't remember, if you can't do it in the moment. Just make sure that you're getting things done, okay? And then staying consistent. You know, the thing about being consistent is it's all about keeping a momentum up. That energy of keeping something going and kind of being just like your own moving, like, vehicle is, like, that's really going to be the catapult to staying consistent. Because once you fall off that momentum, it's hard to get it back up again. So just staying consistent with the momentum and the energy that you're presenting to the things that you want and you're doing is really going to be the difference between, you know, taking responsibility for your actions and blaming everyone else for the things that you want to do. Because I'm telling you, you really have full control over absolutely everything that you want. It really does depend on, you know, certain situations, because I'd like to believe that everyone has the option to, you know, do things for themselves. But sometimes, you know, we don't always have the option, but I hope that you do. And also, and the last thing about, you know, the second part about soul versus ego and taking responsibility versus blame is that make sure that you're being present. Just make sure that you're being present always. And so that's really one of the biggest things about taking responsibility. Now, the third part of soul versus ego of the 12 is to compliment versus criticize. Okay. Now make sure that you're complimenting things more than you criticize things. I'm telling you, you can easily find a million things to criticize if you look. It's all about looking for things to compliment. And the reason why we do compliment things, because it feels good to compliment people. It doesn't feel good all the time to be a hater, because then people don't like you and that energy does not feel good. And you can, if someone can pretend like they love to be disliked, but I promise you they really don't. It's just a facade. Like, everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to love other people. And if anyone really doesn't think that they do, I'm telling you, you do. And it will feel good to compliment people. Now, you really also have to think about, you know, why are you criticizing? What's your motives behind why are you criticizing someone? Why can't you compliment someone? What's the problem? I read a book called The Judgment Detox, and it was really just about how most of our judgments are about a lot of things that, you know, we have to face within ourselves. And it's difficult sometimes that, you know, someone will show us something that we lack or something that we want or something that we just don't like. And, you know, sometimes we just have to face those things, not within those people. And we can't change other people. We just have to express ourselves a little differently. The only thing we can control is ourselves. And so at the end of the day, you have to understand, maybe just kind of go through, you know, what's my motive? What am I trying to accomplish? Do I want to die on this hill? Maybe not. And then also, just don't be so sensitive. You know, I think we just have to realize that our motives maybe sometimes are based in this kind of childlike form where someone's kind of making us feel little, and maybe we have to really just analyze that and notice that, and maybe just allow yourself to be the perfect person. So most importantly, know yourself too. Know yourself, love yourself. It's so important in the first step of complimenting anyone and not being a criticized person all the time is knowing yourself and loving who you are and realizing that no matter what happens, no matter what people say, no matter what anyone's opinion is on not just what you do, but anything in general that doesn't affect how you feel of something. You don't have to fight for everything, and you can still tell someone or something or say something, you know, that's different than what you love, and it won't affect what you care about and what you love too. And you can still, you know, really, it doesn't matter because the people are still going to think whatever they want to think, you know, at the end of the day. And so our first 1 out of 12 of our soul versus ego is within this compliment versus criticize part is, you know, practicing gratitude, just continuously practice gratitude. So number 4 is want others to succeed versus only looking out for yourself. Now, you can guess kind of what the soul part of the of that is versus the ego part. Now, the soul part is clearly wanting others to succeed, and the ego part is looking out for only yourself. Now, it's okay to look out for yourself. No one's saying that you can't do, you know, whatever you want. You can still, you know, be your first person, because you should always put yourself first, because if you're healthy and if you're good, you can always help people at your best ability. Now, with that being said, if you do want others to succeed, which is important, you don't want to tear others down. You want to be a supportive friend, a supportive family member, a supportive, you know, whatever. A few simple things is you want to be a good listener. Practice being a good listener. Be more empathetic. Now, if you don't know what empathy is, it's just really putting yourself in other people's shoes and understanding where they're coming from and showing, you know, a heart to someone, just opening your heart to someone and allowing their story to affect you in some kind of way where you either, you know, donate to them or help them in some kind of way, or you call them more or communicate better or... Another part of wanting others to succeed does include kind of letting go when someone is rude to you, or if someone's doing something, you know, that you're just like, why are they like this? You know, just give people a pass every now and then and allow them to just do their thing. You know, it's really not your business. It's not a part of your day to day. And what will it affect you tomorrow? If it does affect you tomorrow, well, you know, you should probably do something, but in the moment of, you know, there is a certain case where if someone's, you know, you've got some road rage, and if you don't see this person, you know, every day while you're driving, who cares if they're angry or whatever, just let them go. Just let them do their thing. Now, that comes into play of putting yourself in other people's shoes. Now, what if that person, you know, maybe they're in a rush, maybe they've had a bad day, maybe they've, you know... But maybe you're going to say to yourself, well, everyone has a bad day. Well, yeah, everyone does have a bad day. And that, what does that mean to me? What does that mean to you? Yeah, break the cycle. Let's break that cycle of bad days. Don't continue that energy. Don't keep that going. That's what that means to me, to be honest. Now, those are just a few ideas about how to, you know, want others to succeed besides looking out for your own self, okay? Now, 5 out of the 12 is exude a little bit more joy than, you know, showing negativity, breeding negativity. Like, you know, be the positive part in certain situations. So, how do you practice positivity? How do you be more positive? Well, you have personal mantras that you follow specifically. Now, these personal mantras are going to be things that you follow by where you have a lot of empathy for people. You listen to people more. You're positive over everything. You know, you just have a thing where above all else, you hold true to that moral because it's your moral compass, and that's what's going to keep you riding through whatever people throw at you, right? Now, within that, you're going to have to decide what matters and what doesn't matter, right? And That includes paying less attention to negative things that come up in your life and come up in social media, come up in, you know, conversations. I mean, there's certain things that you just have to have self-control over where you're not going to be a part of these certain types of situations anymore. You just, maybe you block, you know, certain politics, certain words, certain mute certain things, certain people. Maybe you just don't log on certain places. You don't watch certain channels if it makes you feel some type of way. I mean, at the end of the day, you are in full control over the way you'd like to feel. And if you want to exude joy instead of negativity and anger, do joyful things. It's really that simple, people. So to exude a little bit more joy, love yourself, practice, you know, just paying attention to what you want, what you need, what you look forward to, what's going to help you grow and feel better as a human being. And just watch your words, you know, don't speak on yourself negatively and say things where you're going to, you know, put yourself out here like you're not your own best friend. Like, be your own best friend. Talk about yourself like you're somebody else and they heard you talking about you. Like, what? Would you say any of these things? No, you wouldn't. So just be very aware of those things, because that breeds negativity, and that's not going to exude the joy that you're looking to be connected with your soul, right? So just don't, but also at the end of the day, these things, just don't try so hard to be somebody you're not. Don't. You know, if you feel like things are corny, like for me, I'm like all about like positivity, but I don't like too much positivity. Like, I'm like phony positivity, right? And if you feel like something's being too out of place, like, it's okay to feel what you need to feel, like, but just express that feeling and be about it and make a change and do something with it. You know, just don't let it lie there and be something that holds you back and does something negative, you know? Now, number 6, soul versus ego. Now, we've got value emotional and spiritual connections versus valuing material possessions, okay? And, well, clearly, again, we've got the soul part of this is value emotional and spiritual connections. And the ego part is valuing material possessions. Now, if you are like me, you can easily kind of get rid of anything. I'm not much of like a person who likes to collect things except for very personal items. Like, if someone gifted me something and they drew it or they painted it or it's like a card, I love keeping cards or paintings, very personal written items, little keepsakes here and there, but like other items, clothes, furnitures, you know, whatever, electronics, like really doesn't really faze me too much. So I do value my alone time though as well. And I do like my video games a lot. So I do have to be a little aware of the balance that I have within, you know, my material items and the emotional and spiritual connections that I do have with people in real life. Now, a few things on how to become more emotionally and spiritually connected in making that a value in your life is to realize that you are not the things you own. Like, you really, it has nothing to do with who you are as a person. It literally does not matter at the end of the day. And you just have to literally accept that and know that. And know that relationships are not about having them, right? They're not about, like, I have a friend, I have this friend, I have a boyfriend, I have, you know, right? I have whatever. It's about doing something with people. It's about it's trading energy and trading activity and being with them. And so relationships are about doing things. It's not about having them. And you have to be really aware of the goals and the challenges that you're trying to accomplish within certain relationships. What do you want out of the people that you communicate with? And I think it's really sometimes hard to consider that, because maybe sometimes there are some people that really just aren't supposed to fit in our life. And I think sometimes that's an important question to ask yourself. I think I've asked myself that quite a bit with a lot of different friends, and I've had to very easily say maybe they just don't fit. And it's not that they're bad people. It's just that we, you know, the things that I want for my life and the things that I want for my future are just not aligned with what they do and what they want. And so I just had to, you know, X out of that relationship. So that's okay to do. But also, you know, having goals, healthy goals with people is really, really on top, you know, too. And so making sure that you are helping people too, you're not hindering them, and you are putting them in a position where they're becoming better people within your relationship as well. As it's not just them making you better, it's you helping them as well. And you want to always be a tremendous asset to whoever, you know, you come in contact with. And within these values of emotional and spiritual connections come intangible assets, okay? And this is an interesting concept. Now, intangible assets are going to be things that people can't take away from you, okay? These are going to be the personal things that are part of you. So maybe you're really good at time management. And you can be good at all of these things. This is not like impossible. It's not like you're like, I mean, yeah, some people are born with certain things, but you can practice everything and you can be so much better at them. But so these intangible assets are time management. It can be your discipline. This can be the control you have in certain situations with your responses and your reactions. This can be the patience that you have in certain situations. This can be the understanding you hold, know, for certain people and certain things that you experience, and the empathy that you try to have in certain relationships and certain whatever it may be. So, I mean, these things are intangible assets because they're things that you can continuously grow upon and become better at, and no matter what anyone takes from you, you can still be that and be the best at that. And I think those are always so wonderful. Like, I mean, those are the most powerful, wonderful things that you want to accomplish in life, is having those intangible assets. Don't just build out on the things outside of you. Build in on the intangible assets. Number 7 of our soul versus ego is embrace change versus fear change. And this is a big difference between how rough your life is going to be or how easy your life is going to be. Now, I mean, it, you know, does depend on tons of different variables, but at this very point, I am speaking on, you know, what I'm speaking on. So in this certain case, obviously embracing change is more part of the soul version of yourself, rather than the ego is afraid of change. Right? So it's afraid of the things it's going to mess up. It's afraid of the title it's gonna ruin, okay? Or the mask that you've put on for other people to know who you are. And now, the easiest way to embrace change and to let go of the fear of change is to accept simply that change is inevitable. It's to know that change is life. Change is a part of existence. Change is always happening. And the quicker you accept that change is inevitable, the quicker that you will begin to be less stressed and less afraid of what will happen for you. Now, within change, you have to understand it's progress. But that's only if you allow progress to be. Now, that depends on the mindset that you accept within each experience. And within each change, you're going to have to, you know, accept one way or the other of what it means to you. And meaning is not so much based on like reasoning all the time. It's just really based on our values, and our values are really based on our past experiences. And if we are going to accept progress, we're going to have to accept that our values have to change based on the new experiences we have. Now, this is getting a little deep, but the basic is that change is progress only if you allow it to be progress. And it's okay to allow things to change. And you have to be okay with the unknown. Know that the things that you don't know will be known when they need to be known, because they will be known when you know them. And also knowing that new should be interesting. It shouldn't necessarily be a worry where you go into life and you're like, oh, I'm scared of what's going to happen. No, be curious, be interested. Want to know what's on the other side. You know, they say curiosity killed the cat. Well, we're not cats. We're humans, and we're smarter, and we have more awareness than any other animal on this planet that we know of, at least. So just be aware of, you know, the interest that you should have in change and the adaptability that you naturally have as a human being. Make life fun for yourself. Don't be afraid of what's to come. Be okay with what it's going to teach you, and be interested in what life is supposed to be. Is it supposed to be different? It's supposed to be interchangeable. It's supposed to be progress. It's not supposed to be stagnant and comfortable all the time, because that's just weird. And when you hold on to that, I think you make life more difficult for yourself. Number 8, driven by others versus resent and comparison, okay? Soul is being driven by others. Now, that doesn't mean that you're a follower. Like, driven by others means that they inspire you. Like, you should see someone who does something great and be like, I want to do something great too. Like, that's what being driven by somebody else is. And the easiest way to be more driven by others in a more positive way is to know for a fact that comparison never helps. Know that comparison is never, ever, ever, ever healthy, and it's not helpful, and it does no good for anybody. And honestly, at the end of the day, even if you're comparing yourself to somebody in a way where you're like, I'm better than them, that's still doing no good, because you're just inflating your own ego. And we're talking about soul versus ego. We want to be more soul-driven here, okay? We don't want to be ego-driven. So just know that, like, comparison does not ever, 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 ever help. And if you ever are in a place of comparison, just know that you're already in the wrong position. That's already something to accept and to know and to, it is what it is. Like, that is, right? I don't even know if that makes sense, but it is what it is, right? So just know that comparison never helps. Now, also know of your own success. Be involved in your own success. Compare yourself to yourself always. Just be your own race against who you want to be. And you don't gotta rush. You know, I think your timing is what is supposed to be your timing. Your time is not supposed to be somebody else's, because their experience is completely different than yours. You need to go through your experiences for a reason, because that allows you to grow, and it allows you to see things the way you're supposed to see them. You can't have other people's experiences or say that you've had them and skip all those steps, because you just need to know things with those experiences. So within being driven by others is the concept of these really wonderful, intangible assets. And you're going to be knowing love. You're going to be starting with love. You're going to be starting with humility. You're going to be starting with empathy. You're going to be starting with selflessness. You're going to be starting with generosity, right? These things are going to be helpful for the process of being more driven by others, because it's not so much about all the other material items and the things of comparison that everyone normally compares, right? It's not these external things. These are the internal processes. And the internal things are the most precious and most special. Now, I said be in comparison of yourself. Yes. And that means don't compete against anybody else. Compete against yourself. And the best person to become better than is yourself always, because you're just gonna need one step more. You know, it's like, just be in your own race and be in your own lane and really be the best you, because that's what's gonna keep you going and keep you being unique and being what there needs to be for the better of what you're trying to do. Honestly. Now, number 9 of our soul versus ego list of 12 is freedom in perspective versus justification for anger. And clearly, I mean, the soul is freedom in perspective. And the ego is you're always finding a justification for why you need to be angry for something. Now, freedom in perspective means that if someone is saying something different than you, it's totally fine if they want to be whatever they want to be, right? Like, that's totally fine. It doesn't even, like, alter you, right? But this involves a level of emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is the concept of 4 things. And in this very order. Now, it's going to be recognizing your own feelings, being very honest about those feelings, and then how you're managing those feelings, your feelings, okay? And then also after that, recognizing other people's feelings in response to your feelings and how you're managing those feelings. And then in response to that, you're also going to be helping them recognize their feelings, okay? And that's going to be your response. So this is quite an interesting thing, because this is how you have a freedom of perspective, or these exact 4 steps, is having a, and in that complete order, having an emotional intelligence practice, where you're recognizing your own feelings, being honest about those feelings, managing your feelings in a really healthy way, and then recognizing other people and being empathetic in those ways, and then really responding to them in the right way. This is the perspective. This is freedom. It's not about changing who you are. It's not about anything else. It's not about being angry or shifting the way that people work and whatever. It's about perspective and respect. Now, it's just really soul-driven to be okay with other people being okay. Now, if you can begin with this thinking now, you can really, really begin with your soul rather than the ego. And you can really be less, you know, drama-filled, be less of an aggressive person. No one wants to be around somebody who's aggressive and very negative and weird. Hey. Number 10 out of 12, soul versus ego. I hope you're liking so far. Hope you're learning a little thing or two. Now, number 10 is victor versus victim. And the soul will be the victor. The ego likes to be a victim. Now, the reason why the ego loves to be a victim, and you'd think that the ego is like, nah, I'm great. I'm, you know, no, the victim thinks that they deserve everything because they are just, you know, they deserve everything. And the world's been stressful on them in some way, and that, you know, they You know, I don't know. They've just experienced something that makes them feel like they deserve something. So now a victor is somebody who does not blame other people for their issues. They take responsibility and they take action and they do what needs to be done. And they are compassionate to themselves. They love themselves because they don't need to be out here, you know, I mean, they don't need to be negative to themselves. They love themselves, and a victor is always proud of even the negative things that happen. And being a victor is not about being fake. It's not about being going through positive things all the time. It's about taking those negatives, learning lessons from them, and growing from them, and taking action within those. Now, also being a victor, our number one out of our 12 is showing gratitude, practicing gratitude. And not self-sabotaging. Now, self-sabotaging sounds like it's like an impossible situation, but to be honest, self-sabotaging is quite a common occurrence. People really enjoy ruining their own lives for some reason, and it's really quite an interesting concept, but just make sure that you're not self-sabotaging yourself in any way, because, you know, self-sabotage is... it comes in many different forms. So you can self-sabotage in the way where you are becoming a victim and you've expected a situation to go a certain way, right? But now it's changed. And instead of flipping the situation for yourself, where, you know, that change can maybe be something where, you know, maybe you can take a lesson from it or you can grow from it, now you're mad at the people who are involved, and now you've yelled at everyone involved, and now there's a different type of energy because it's not that you flowed with it. Now you've gone against what's changed. And I think that's the victim mentality, is that, you know, now you're mad because things have changed on you and you're very important. And so now the world must wrap around what you expected everything to be perfectly, right? Now, don't be like that. That's self-sabotage, because now everyone thinks you're negative. Everyone thinks you're the problem. Everyone, you know, even though they agree with you, there's just a weird negative energy around you. So just be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to everyone, and forgive. Let go. And just have the self-confidence to know that whatever happens is really just about just being the person who doesn't blame everyone for their issues, is that you can be the one to really be in control of whatever happens to you. And it's not so much about changing the situations, it's about changing your response to a lot of those situations. Number 11 of the 12, soul versus ego, is self-acceptance versus self-denial. Now, self-acceptance is a little hard for some people, and which I understand completely, but, you know, you should accept yourself. This is a very important part of life, and it's a very important step in adulthood and in living and existing, and working very hard to accept yourself. Now, how to be, and this is very, you know, basic version of how to accept yourself, and it takes many years and a lot of practice and a lot of accountability and a lot of consistency, and but be kind to yourself first and foremost. This is very important. Be very kind to yourself, and also confront your fears. Always confront your fears and be growing with your fears. Accomplish things that you didn't think you could, so that you can keep doing that even if your mind tells you you can't. You just go and you do it, and you know that you can because you did it the last time. And be positive within that. Be positive for yourself within your failures. Learn the lessons from your failures. And don't be your own worst enemy, but be your own best friend. And accept your imperfections. Accept them. Really see them. And it's not so much about allowing them to be, but accepting them and seeing them for what they really are, so that you can make the really necessary changes, or they really accept the things that you really just need to let go. And don't take things personally. Just the easiest way to become offended is to choose to be. And we really just cannot keep looking at everything that we see every day and deciding that it needs to be the problem that we need to control or to be involved with. I mean, some things are really worth it, obviously, but if it's depleting you and depleting your soul and causing your energy to shift, I'd say it's probably not going to be all that great in the moment of. So stop thinking things so personally. What people are going through is not always about you. And also, don't give up on things. This is a part of the same, you know, thing about confronting your fears, is that just don't give up on stuff. Trust yourself. You really have to build trust with yourself. It's not just, you don't just trust yourself like automatically, like in life. It's not just like something maybe you're born with that. I don't really remember if I was born with trust. I'm assuming by the time I was 2 or 3, I kind of remembered that I didn't trust myself because I couldn't walk. Maybe I fell. Maybe I did this. Maybe I did that, right? But you had to learn to trust yourself again. And I trust myself now because I've grown and practiced to trust myself better than I used to. But you have to practice and learn to trust yourself, because when you tell yourself that you're going to do something and you don't do it, and now you've got this mentality with yourself to say, oh, well, I say I'm going to do this, but I know I'm not going to do it. Ha ha. Like, this is your character trait now. Like, you don't need to be that person, because it's not you. You're not what you think you are always going to be, because you can change. You can be different all the time. So that's not the problem. But, self-acceptance is soul first. Now, 12, last but not least, we've got forgiveness versus resentment. And this is a really big one. This is going to be something that's really going to, you know, make or break the energy that you hold within yourself. So understand why people are the way they are. Most importantly, we've talked about this along the way with the soul versus ego thing, is just really extending empathy with people and their experiences and what they're going through, and really just expressing your emotions and explaining them, but also feeling them too. I think those things are all really important. It's not just about showing, you know, the things that you feel. It's about feeling them too and really being with them. And then also telling people what you feel, right? Telling and explaining what it is you feel with your words. And, being angry in a healthy way too is a part of forgiveness. I think don't like tweet or anything. Don't like do anything that's like going to be like out there in the public. Like, have like a private moment, or maybe you write a letter. Things take time though. Things take time, and you're just going to need to understand that forgiveness is not just an overnight thing, but it's quite a process. But it's a beautiful process because it works and it has a name for a reason, and it's not just something that, you know, exists because it doesn't happen. It exists because it does happen and it's real. Well, those were the 12 steps of our soul versus ego process, I guess. If you want to be just more soul driven and to have better energy with yourself and to just start, like, you know, you first rather than outside first, rather than what everyone else says first. You start with you first, and that's soul first rather than ego sometimes. So I hope that helps a little bit. Now we're going to get into our other section, which is about how to accept compliments without being awkward, without being rude, without being weird, right? So I've struggled with this quite a bit, and I didn't realize that sometimes the way that I accept compliments is actually pretty rude and offensive to the people who are giving compliments. So if we want to be kind, and we also want to just love ourselves, I mean, just listen to people and trust that what they say is real, right? I mean, why are we being so crazy? So first step is to simply just say thank you. Saying thank you is so simple. Just say thank you. You know, I appreciate you. It's so kind of you. A simple thank you can go such a long way, and it doesn't need to be extravagant. It doesn't need to be extra. Just be simple. It's really all it takes. Number two, don't try to one up the compliment. Don't, you know, if someone's like, oh my God, you're so amazing, you'd be like, you don't have to tell them they're just as amazing in that moment, because it just doesn't seem genuine. And it just seems kind of fake and not authentic. And, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes maybe, and quite honestly, I've been in this situation plenty of times, is that there is someone who's going to say that they think you're amazing. And then you do genuinely think they're amazing too, you know. But be authentic and really give them a compliment back. And don't, you know, be someone who's like, no, you. Like, whoever started it, just let them be and let them win and allow it to be what it is. It's okay to let people win sometimes in these different occasions. So also, how to accept a compliment, number three, is to share the credit. Maybe you feel a little weird about taking all the credit for it. So maybe this compliment that someone's giving you has something to do with, you know, maybe your parents brought you up in a certain way, and you're just, you know, you say, thanks so much, you know, my mom taught me this. And, you know, maybe it's a team effort. Maybe you say, thanks so much, my team was such a help. You know, my team, I couldn't have done it without my team. Maybe it's your spouse or your best friend, whatever it is, just maybe share the credit, and that'll really help kind of shift the energy of how you're feeling. Also, number four, don't undermine what they're saying. This is like really, I don't know, just, I feel like it makes people feel very rejected. It makes them feel kind of like, oh, you think my opinion's bad? Like, okay, I see how it is. Honestly, just don't undermine their compliments. If someone's like, oh my God, I love your dress, and you're like, oh, this thing, oh, this old thing, you know, it's like, no, just be like, oh my God, thank you. Thanks. I mean, you don't have to say it like me, obviously. You're probably somebody different who says some other whatever you want to say. But for me, I'm like, you know, you just say it the way you need to say it. So just don't undermine people and accept compliment for what it needs to be. Now, you could also start a conversation. Now, if someone says, oh, I love your bag, you say, oh, thanks so much. I shopped for it for a month. It finally came out, finally dropped. It took forever. And then, you know, there it is. There's a conversation starter. It doesn't need to be a whole thing. You know, maybe someone's saying, I love your hair. And you're like, wow, my hair? Oh, this is a new change. I'm glad I did. I'm glad you like it. Thanks. You know, it's really that simple. It doesn't need to be awkward. It doesn't need to be weird. Just move on, say thank you, and allow someone to make you feel good, because people feel good making other people feel good. Now, also, allow this to be a moment to celebrate yourself. Allow this to be a moment where you can finally see what people see in you, what they enjoy about you, and something that you can celebrate and to really maybe run with for a little bit and see what other people think about. And it's okay to be a person who people think are a certain way. You really have to be the master of a certain few things in your life, because that's what's going to make you successful in who you are. And, you know, it's okay to be successful and to be known for being really great at or be looking or doing something very specific, you know. So also just realizing, most importantly, that compliments are normal. They're not something to be embarrassed about. You should not ever, ever feel like you're not supposed to be complimented. They don't make you look like you're stuck up. You should really, really always be proud of the things that people are proud of you for, you know. Always be proud of the things that you are accomplishing, and the things that you are good at, and the things that you know, that you are. And I mean, think about compliments that you do have. Maybe sometimes you are in a position where you just don't trust what people are saying. You're like, they're lying, obviously, right? But maybe think about it in a way where, why are you distrusting them? just be kind of honest with yourself. Don't be so hostile with people in the way that they treat you. You really have to let your guard down and practice your responses in the way that you approach compliments, because you can approach them differently. It doesn't need to be the same way you've always handled them. Now, denying a compliment, like I said, it's really just not like, this is the same thing as undermine. Just don't deny them. It's not like this modest thing. It doesn't make you look humble. It just makes you look like, I don't know, it just makes you look like you are rude, like I said, and maybe just like kind of rejecting their thoughts. But also just sometimes in some cases it does make you seem you're like, no, I'm good. I'm, you know, it's like kind of like arrogant, oh my God, I can't even say it. Arrogant, where you literally feel like you just don't need compliments, maybe, you know. And this is just depending on who you're talking to. It doesn't need to always be this case. It can be whatever you want it to be. Now, for most people, they just don't like compliments because they just don't like the spotlight. They don't like being the one who is in the front of center stage of what everyone's saying. And it's not so much that you're not gullible. No one thinks that you're gullible. No one's trying to play a trick on you. No one is making fun of you. No one is trying to like expose you or make you look rejected or weird. Like, you just have to understand that. Just trust that compliments are there to lift you and to make you better, and that you are there to accept compliments because it makes other people feel better as well. Now, I hope this has assisted you on your soul journey, on your compliment journey. I just want you to feel good. I want you to feel positive. I want you to just feel like, life is good to you and that you have a lot of options and decisions to make based on the experiences that you have. You're not completely stuck in this world with no options. It's not like, every day is going to be this whirlwind of unexpected situations. It's more like, what are you expecting and what do you want in life that's intangible? And how can you allow yourself to grow in the best way? And that's through beginning with your soul, being, grateful, taking responsibility, complimenting others, wanting others to succeed. This is going to be exuding joy, putting value in emotional and spiritual connections, embracing change, being driven by others, having freedom and perspective, being a victor, having self-acceptance, and being more forgiving. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I will see you next time. Take care.